Who called the press conference?
The honorable member representing Tribate County at the National Legislative Assembly.
The honorable members of this National Legislative Assembly has no right to call the conference before they manifested it to the leadership of the assembly. That is not part of the law. So if they have done it after me, because I have gone for a workshop and I was not involved in any conference, if they did it after me, it is their under responsibility. I have nothing to answer.
In a situation where if the conference is not approved, should journalists be arrested for covering it?
The journalists are not there to respond to any honorable MP without making a prior consultation to the leadership. It is not part of the law. So for me, I have no knowledge because I was in for a workshop and I only heard that the incident, it was an illegal activity. By the way, it was not part of the parliamentary procedure. Yes. So any member of parliament has no right to summon any person in Sudan else to make a press conference without the prior consultation.
I understand what you are saying. I understand the standard procedure, the National Legislative Assembly. If a journalist is called, is it a crime?
It is a crime. Under
which penal code?
It is a crime because the information is not... Listen to me. The information under the conduct of business must be classified. You are not here to respond to anybody calling anywhere. In this country, there are rule of laws and they must be followed like any elsewhere in the world.
I understand. But what I'm asking you is, under which penal code?
Don't
under which
me,
penal
because
code?
Because this is procedurally correct. You,
yeah, but you cannot...
My dear, you can't question what I'm telling you.
I am not questioning you. I am also bringing the law right on
your
face.
You are questioning me. I told you that it is unprocedural to come to attend any classified information.
But calling...
Full stop. That is all.
Calling for a press conference is not a classified information. Your member of parliament has the freedom of speech.
There is no any person in the constitution where in the context of business... And by the way, as a member of parliament, you are there to classify your information. You are there. You are not there to call any random press conference, which you cannot justify. Where is this written by law that the member of parliament could call a conference? Where is it written?
The South Sudan Constitution has a freedom of speech enshrined in it.
Yeah, that is true. But does it mean that you have an arbitrary freedom of speech without being classified? That freedom of speech must be classified and it must be followed by the law which governs the country. You cannot actually hold a press conference which will raise an anarchy in the country.
If it is holding people responsible, your colleague who called the press conference should be the person arrested, not the journalist who came to attend the press conference.
You know the journalists are not supposed to come to the assembly unless they are fully called.
But your colleague called them.
If they come without being, and even myself, who is the spokesperson of the assembly, I was not informed of any press conference. I was not even informed. I just heard it from you.
In case a press conference is held at the assembly and you decide that it's illegal, why would you arrest journalists who just came to attend it? They were called.
Why did they come to the assembly without being informed?
But they did
Why
not
did
organize
they come to the assembly without being informed officially.
They did not organize the press conference.
Who organized it?
One of your colleagues organized it.
By the social ethics of journalism, you must procedurally respond to a classified information. You are not there to broadcast any information.
If the information is classified, we say it's classified. We do not broadcast unclassified information. I mean, we are responsible journalists. We know what we are doing.
I'm saying, let me put this argument into rest. You know, the conference, or I don't know, the press conference, which was called by an MP, is an illegal procedural process. And I'm not part of it. You call them, those who did the conference, and talk to them.
My question still remains.
I cannot respond to something which is illegal. This is an illegal process in the assembly. I'm the right person to speak in the name of the assembly. If there is any conference at all, I have to be informed.
Correct.
As we speak, I was not informed because I went for a certain business.
Correct. I understand your position on this issue and the procedures in the Legislative Assembly. But my question remains that journalists were called there. and they were arrested instead of the person who organized the press conference.
They were called there by who?
By your colleague who is representing Tibet County.
Who give my colleague right to call the journalist?
That should be a question to your colleague, not to the journalist.
No, you answer it because you qualify now the information that they should have been having right to come to the assembly.
No, but this
when the information they are asked for is not classified.
I don't represent your colleague who represents Chwabet County.
And you are even speaking to the wrong person, by the way.
Well, you speak for the parliament and this thing happened in the parliament.
Yes, I was a speaker of parliament. Was I informed of this press conference?